Speaker!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
The final sitting week in 2012 was a short one, beginning at 2 on Tuesday with question time and ending just after 5:30 on Wednesday. The government nevertheless made the most of its time in the chamber, passing the Alcohol Reform Bill through its third and final reading and getting a Resource Management Reform Bill through a first reading and off to the Local Government and Environment Committee, which will take submissions on it up until the end of February. That was on Tuesday, and that day's sitting was extended through to Wednesday morning, starting at 9 a.m. by recommending the appointment of a former Health and Disability Commissioner, Ron Patterson, as an ombudsman to replace David McGee, who's retiring at the end of a 5-year term. After breaking for lunch, MPs returned to the chamber for the last question time of the year, followed by the adjournment debate led off by the Prime Minister, John Key.
Mr. Speaker, so as the parliamentary year draws to an end, can I take this opportunity to offer my best wishes of a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all members.
Mr. Key then turned to address the Speaker, Lockwood Smith.
I hear these endless circulating rumours that this may be your last Christmas as Speaker of the House. And if that proves to be the case, then can I not only wish you the very best for your time in other roles, but can I also say to the House that I believe that you will go down in history as one of the greatest speakers that has presided over this Parliament in a fair and meaningful way.
Lockwood Smith later confirmed the rumours of his imminent departure.
Colleagues, I'm conscious this is the last time I'll speak to you in the adjournment debate.
Speculation about Lockwood Smith's successor cropped up twice in the adjournment debate, firstly from opposition leader David Shearer.
And we know, sir, that whoever is going to fill your shoes, whether it be Maurice Williamson or Toe Henry, will have big shoes to fill. That's when Stephen Joyce makes up his mind who it's going to be, is going to be the Speaker.
And Mr. Shearer's deputy, Grant Robertson, mentioned the favourite candidate at the end of his take on the 12 days of Christmas.
12 is also the number of times John Key has asked David Carter to be Speaker, and he still doesn't want to do it.
And Mr. Key was very much in demand in question time on both days, responding to opposition probes into the government's reaction to the Children's Commissioner's report on child poverty by concentrating only on the extent of the problem before he became Prime Minister.
In 2007, as an example, was there any child going to school in New Zealand hungry? Absolutely. And there was a $7 billion surplus and they didn't care about it. In 2007, after housing costs, there were 240,000 children in New Zealand living in poverty, and that government had had 20...
Order.
Let me raise another question. In 2006, was there any child that went to school?
Order. It's actually ministers' job to answer questions, not to ask questions.
Next day, taking a last chance to put the Prime Minister on the mat, David Shearer had this question for Mr. Key.
Does he stand by all his statements and have confidence in the statements of his ministers?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Please, let me start by wishing the Leader of the Opposition a Merry Christmas. And yes, I stand by all my statements. I have confidence in all my ministers.
One of particular interest to New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters was the Minister for Whānau Ora, Tariana Turia.
Does it concern him that 25% of all Whānau Ora applicants who received funding in the past year have been from the Minister's own electorate, despite that electorate only being 8% of the Māori population? If not, why not?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, I don't have those details in front of me. If you want to get detailed questions, put the question down the Minister.
Question number...
Submit a question.
But Mr. Peters had exhausted his party's stock of supplementary questions for the day, while he became the target of a barbed question to Mr. Key from his former caucus member, Brendan Horan, expelled from the party and now sitting down the back as an independent MP.
Does the Prime Minister agree that natural justice and due process are relevant in the administration of the Immigration Act?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, I do, and I think it's important to be consistent when one's applying that. And I know that selection of people when they come to New Zealand for visas is difficult, but when there's 171,000 a year coming, that's really challenging. But when it's one of eight, you'd think you'd get it right.
The Right Honourable Winston Peters.
Oh, you mean like you've got it right with John Banks?
Order.
Like John Banks?
Order.
Now the House will come to order. Order. The Order the Right Honourable Prime Minister. Both Right Honourable Gentlemen should desist.
Parliament resumes on Tuesday, January the 29th. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.